Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron, and tonight is our special night. It's Saturday, and it's Saturday Light Live on the Lightship. So what we do is go to the Lightship every Saturday for probably 15, 20 minutes. The Lightship is what Jesus used 2,000 years ago. He called it Father, now it's called the Lightship. And this is where you get prepared for the ascension process, along with having physical body healings done. Remember, Jesus came to help people to release them with their problems, what they called sins, genetic programming, and this is what we do here physically, is help you get rid of your judgments, stored judgments in your body, which get collected in your invisible energetic bodies, which eventually will actually kill you. So this is what he did, and naturally, if you want to do the ascension process with your body, much like then, the same as now, you have to get these bodies cleaned out. This is why we do special healings, and the Lightship is one of those, so which we do on Saturday. So everybody, are you ready to go up? I'll just talk about it briefly. You're going to be taken up to the Lightship. You'll be there physically with your body, and you can bring along your animals, pets, if you wish, flowers, tree, garden, plants, but not people. Remember, they have to be live on this program. That's because, like in Jesus' time, you know, he was the conduit, and this time I am. And we don't want to have anybody be abducted by the aliens, thinking they can go there on their own to go to the Lightship, which you cannot do. So I just want to make that perfectly clear. If you are listening to this program on an archive, you're going to feel the wonderful peace energy, but you will not be on the Lightship. So let's first do a emotional clearing to get rid of some of the densities that you may have collected. And we'll go back a couple of days, think of one issue. And also on the Lightship, request one physical healing. And we'll just see how that energy works for you, because it will work according to your faith, and your faith is your genetic programming, what your ancestors believed in healing, their judgment on healing, the judgment of thoughts, and how much that has corrupted your energetic bodies, which also went into your DNA, which is causing your problems in this lifetime. Remember, you're living the past, and the past that you're living is from your ancestors. So you're living all of their lifetimes at once. This is your past lives for the physical body. So here we go. Think of an emotional situation that you had in the last day or two. I'm going to clear that, like what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. I'll count to five to do the process. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And it will go a little deeper for you. If you have a trauma that you've experienced besides an emotional issue, maybe this is a little more maybe heartfelt, maybe more stuff happened to you. Think of that right now. We'll release that from you. Trauma, body clearing for one issue. Think of it now. One, two, three, four, and five. And if you're suffering with some physical pain, we'll help you get rid of that if we can. Maybe put your hand on your body where you'd like to have a healing take place. Here we go to release the pain. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody. We're now going to go to the Lightship, but we're going to first energize the light beam on your monitor screen. So you can go to Creation Lightship Healing on this BBS station here. Just scroll down. All the different programs are the same. We have shows Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Just click on any one of those. And then scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar. I'm going to bring up the light beam now. I'm going to energize this light beam. It'll be a conscious energy. Here we go. And you may actually see the picture change. It may become more three-dimensional. This happens for almost everybody. So if you happen to see it move a little bit or become brighter, change colors, that's perfectly normal. Here we go. One, two. This is a conscious healing energy right now from the light ship. One, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a little more energy here, so I'll use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so watch the light beam. And if you're listening to an archive, you're going to feel the wonderful peace energy come from the light beam. Remember, light does not judge anything, and its basic premise of what it is as far as a emotional energy would be peace. It's not love energy. We may use the word love off and on, but love is typically emotional. Peace is just peace. So here we go. Going to the light ship. I'll count to five, and you're going to feel the energy around you change as you're connected to the light ship with the special energetic link to the light ship. And you're going to feel like you're really self-contained, and the energy cordings around you is going to be different. You're going to not be attached to anything. So here we go. We're going up. One, two, three, four, and five. And we're on the light ship right now. All the healings that we have on the light ship is between you and the light being doctors. You're up there physically talking to them right now, wearing whatever you're wearing. If you're in a robe, you're in a robe. If you're in the bathtub, they'll put a robe on you. And if you're wearing regular clothes, that's how you look at the light ship. You'll be exactly where you are now. Remember, you're taken up out of time. So here we go. First room we're going into is the room which has the golden whales. And you may actually see golden whales up there, going into this large pool of water right now. And to bring the energy down here so we can actually feel it a little better than what we could on the light ship, to make it more conscious for you, I'll increase the energy. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we're going into another location. And if you get on the fast chat or on the program a little bit late, we'll take you up just as you come on and link onto this particular page. So here we go. We're going to go into the room where the dragonflies are. And this is a very nice room. And here they come. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we can fly on the dragonflies. These are pretty large ones. They have a wingspan of, the way I'm seeing them right now, probably between 20 to 25 feet across. So they're very beautiful. Their wings are like iridescent, just full of colors. And this is how they are in the light ship right now. We'll go on to one other room right now. Remember, request your healing. The light only listens to you, responds instantly in the present moment. So I'll request your healing. And we're going into the next room. And this room has the dolphins. So it's like we're going in a couple of water rooms at one time here. Here comes the dolphin energy. If you wish to put your hands out in front of you, you can actually feel the skin of the dolphins. So we're in this large pool of water again here, another pool. So stronger, stronger. Put your hands up and move them around in front of you, maybe about a foot in front of you, up and down, back and forth. You're going to feel the skin of the dolphins. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We'll go into a room where they can release pain from us. So again, request a healing for pain that you might have. And here we go. I'll use the word stronger this time to release the energy from you. So stronger. And there's some pain out there. I'm yawning. Well, stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And people may need to have an immune system boost. So we'll go into one of the rooms where they'd have that. We're going into this room that kind of has a lot of different colored lights that are shining around us and through us. So if you do feel bright lights on your body, this is what it is. A lot of times if your immune system is pretty messed up, you're going to feel yourself heating up. So here we go. And we're also going to the room where they work with our lymphatic system at the same time. So we're going into two rooms right now. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow, and again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll have another room that we're going into. And let's go into the room where they have the water spirits. This will be a night with probably a lot of water, looks like here. So the water spirits are there. They're basically almost invisible, but you can detect them. And here they come in the water. So request your healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's go back to the dolphin energy. Let's feel the dolphins again. Put your hands out. So again, stronger, 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 and stronger. And one of the other rooms that we go into that people like, and that's the room where the kangaroos are. So we'll go into the kangaroo room. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow, that's great for the kangaroos. And since we went in and we saw the dragonflies, let's go into the room where the dragons are. Remember, the dragons are here on this planet to help fight off and get rid of the aliens. So if you see them up in the clouds, you know that they're working actively. And we have a lot of animal clouds up there that are here getting rid of the aliens too. But the dragons are probably the most powerful ones. So they're naturally in our mythology, but they're the ones here that are from the earth that protect us. So here they come. We'll go into their room. This is the dragon room. We can fly on them. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we had some people I know that probably would like to have a little more energy, but they don't want to be too amped up. So let's go into a room where they work with the life force energy that we have. And this should not energize you too much, but it will make your body a little more active. So you're going to have a little more healing energy from this room. So this is going to be the room with the red energy, and it has like golden little speckles that will come into the red for healing. So here we go, the red and gold room. So stronger, stronger. Again, request your healing for one thing tonight. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And the flip side of this here is a room to help release toxins. So we're going to go into this room right now. This is the hot tub room. And right now we're in a gel. And this gel is it's a pinkish color. It's much like pink. So although it looks completely different, but we'll just call it pink. So here we go. In this room of the pink gel in the hot tub, we all have our own particular hot tub with light beings working with us. So here we go. Going into this room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the latecomers on the fast chat and on the show, they're on the light ship now also, going to the same rooms that we're in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And this is a very relaxing room. You might feel your body slowing down. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we're in all these rooms that we've been in so far. We're still in them. Request your healing. And we'll go into where they have really, really large flowers. And these kind of look like sunflowers. They're very, very large. Large, to me, is about 15 foot in diameter, okay? And they're bright yellow, and they glow. Here we go. So we're in this room now. Request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And for all of you pet lovers who like dogs and cats, we'll go into a room where the dogs and cats are to do their healings on us. So you may feel little paws touching your body. And we're going into the dog and the cat healing room. And this is kind of very special. So here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, that's very nice. So, you might want to take a deep breath. We're going into one of the oxygen room here. And we're going to bring in oxygen number 15. So, inhale, exhale a few times. And you're going to feel your body change instantly. And here it comes. So, stronger, 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 and stronger. And another oxygen here. This is number 107. Here it comes into us. Take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale a few times. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. We'll go into a room where they have unicorns. And so again, request your healing. These are conscious beings. In these rooms where we have the different animals, there's normally three of them in there, unless they have a family that wants to come with and help, like little, you know, kittens or doggies, you'd say. So but normally it's three different energies. So here we go, unicorns. There's three of them coming. So 1, 2, 3. In fact, put your hands out in front of you. You can actually feel them. They're looking at us right now, eye to eye. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the final room that we're going to go into is a room that we do on our special conference calls that we have, which are 8 hours in length. And we're going to take out some of the orb energies that are attacking us. And here we go. Orbs be gone. So here they go. And this is also a free clearing on the website if you wish to go there, creationlightship.com, to get rid of the orb energies that are attacking you. So here we go. Get rid of some orbs. Take a place in your body that you may have pain, might feel discomfort, and remember you have to respond and indicate which area you want to have released. If not, they will start releasing them, but it's best for you to indicate an area. Maybe you have a stiff shoulder. Maybe your joints feel kind of sore. Maybe you have a pain in your body, which attracted them to that too. So here we go. Orb clearing. So stronger. Stronger. The orbs are the little scouts for the jellyfish energies that sit on the top of your head. These are both dark side beings. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And to get more of them away, so stronger, 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 stronger. Wow, pretty intense here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, see how you're feeling now? You may want to get up and walk around, maybe do about 10 steps or so, and you can come back and just kind of see how you're feeling. I'm going to do the orbs again here. So here we go again. Same location. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll do one final room here. We'll go into the water again. Been in a lot of different water rooms tonight. And we'll go into the room where the mermaids are. So we're in the water again. It's silver, sparkles like diamonds. And here comes three mermaids. And request your healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, that feels good. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Now we'll start to come back here from the light ship. So we're thanking all the different doctor teams that worked with us tonight. There's been many more that I've mentioned. And the healings are between you and these light being doctors. This is source energy working with you. And you're on the creation light ship where everything is created from that is in the light. Remember, the light does not judge its creations. It's pure love, peace, energy. So here we go, coming back from the light ship, and we're gathering and seeing our animals, trees, flower, garden, whatever we wanted to bring up there, along with our pets and animals. So we're coming back down, and I'll count to five. You can feel the light ship disconnect from you. And here we go. And this is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're back here. So everybody, thank you for going to the light ship. Hope the healings were wonderful for you. And now we'll see if our co-host is on here. Are you out there, Sylvia, in cyberspace?
Yes, I am, and well, wasn't that wonderful, everyone? That was just amazing, and all of those rooms were just so great and very revitalizing and energizing, but like you said, very relaxing at the same time. So really, really great. And we have a lot of wonderful comments of people on the fast chat, so I just want to say hello to everyone that's there. I see Marie R., and Marie, and Dulce, and Ed, Karen, Kimmy, Pete from Australia, Marcy, Marianne, Heal, and Ed. And if I missed anyone, hello and welcome. Thank you so much for being with us. And Ron, there's a lot of great comments on the fast chat about those different rooms, the sunflowers, the kangaroos, the orb clearing, all of the different energies. So really nice. And for those of you that may have just experienced that for the first time, or maybe not, maybe you've been around for a while and you might not know, but Ron has several times a week conference calls that are very affordable and very easy to take part in, where you can experience a full hour of those beautiful divine healing energies. So I guess I'll turn it over to you for a minute, Ron, to talk about the conference calls and maybe some of the clearings that are coming up soon.
Sure. So we do 1 hour conference calls Monday and Friday nights at 5:30 PST. They're only $20 if you're interested in going to the Lightship for physical healing. Well, we have this coming month in September, starting I believe on the 18th, it'll be a Saturday call. This is our once-a-month ascension call. It's 4 hours in length. Then we continue on after that, the 19th, 26th, and October 3rd for eight-hour calls. So you can have 28 hours of healing on a conference call line. You can also be absentee, so it's not needed to be on the call continuously if you wish. It's $200, and your spouse or a family member with you would be $100, or maybe significant other. If you have any children under 18, they're free, along with your animals and pets. So it's a way to get rid of these alien life forms. So that we call this our physical body rejuvenation session. It's an intensive, and you can do some samples if you wish. Go to the website, creationlightship.com. At the very top, there's some drop-down boxes, or at least one box that you go into and drop down, and you can hear a couple of the BBS radio shows in the past where we released a dozen or so of these alien critters. On one of those shows, we did probably about 20 of them. So if you wonder what's out there, these are energetic life forms that live inside of you. They urinate in you. They die inside of you. They have battles inside of you. They inject you with poisoning. And you wonder why you have problems here? Well, that's the reason. The aliens are taking us over. So we want to get these out of us. This is what the light here is here to do, to help you for ascension and to get rid of these life forms. And the dead carcasses can cause you all kinds of problems. Remember, they can be with you from past generations. Maybe they can be with you for the last, 50,000 years, rotting inside of your DNA, causing you physical problems in each lifetime that your body comes forth. So you want to get rid of these things. And it's just a wonderful way to feel better. Remember, what you don't see is real. And these things are with us. They're from the darkness. And the aliens that are controlling us through our natal chart and mind control and the planets, etc. Remember, as above, so below, they're also being controlled themselves by something out there that's probably much powerful than the ones that are maybe controlling you. So they're in bad shape too, but remember, they take orders. Remember, we all have all heard about the spiritual hierarchy, and we've all heard about different dimensions. In the light, there's no such thing as dimensions. But in the darkness, they created dimensions to hold us captive and to hold the aliens captive in different mind-controlling programs of different intensities. And this is how we're living here. We're in one of those dimensions brought to us by the aliens. So you want to get out of that energy. And this is why the Lightship comes every 2,000 years for the ascension process. So we have these wonderful programs. If you wish to have clearings, there's some free clearings on the website. One of them is really nice. It's a Be Here Now clearing to get you back from parallel lifetimes. You go there in the daytime along with your dream state. So it's best to get out of those. And many other things. We have a clearing on there. If you're overwhelmed, you can get on that. That one's free. If you're having difficulties in your life right now, we have a wonderful self-empowerment clearing. It's $50 for 6 weeks, and you can clear out a lot of your issues. I think I have over maybe 30 issues on there which deal with mind control. Remember, what we're dealing with here is mind control programs. That's the whole thing. When you're in the light, there's no such thing, because the light does not work in time. It works in the moment. So when you're in time, you're in alien consciousness. And you know, I'm sure, about that just by looking at your newspaper each day for your horoscope, telling you how something outside yourself is controlling you. This is what it is, and it's all alien-based. So here we go. Let's bring in an energy of peace to the light being, and if you wish to call in, you can. Maybe somebody could post the number here on the fast chat for the call-in tonight. We had a wonderful show last night after the BBS program. Friday night we have our Q&A talks, which start about 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And this one went on for quite a while, almost 2 hours. It was just a wonderful call. And we did a lot of things on it and got a lot of information for people. So let's bring in some peace energy. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and if you get on the conference call, the 28 Hours of Healing, you get a free healing session for these alien waste products. So it's called Alien Poison Waste Products and Carcass Removal. And that can last for a month for you, actually a little bit longer than a month. You're able to get rid of these things that are inside of you. So if you've ever been bitten by something, you probably carry that waste inside of you, and it's there for a long time. So I think I heard a beep. Is there a caller online? Hello out there.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's there?
This is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Welcome.
Hi there. Thank you. So, Ron, you just mentioned the call last night, and I was thinking after we hung up about what a couple of people had asked you about with the, they had seen various things coming to them. One woman was talking about an energy or an entity of some kind or a being of some kind that had come to her to help with healing, and behind it was very bright light. And you had talked about that, and you did a sample for us of the light of the dark type light versus source light. So I wondered if you wanted to talk about that tonight for anybody that is listening tonight who wasn't able to be on the call, and maybe give another sample of what that felt like, because that was really interesting, and I'm sure there are a lot of people that have, over the years, now and then, had experiences like this, and it can be confusing when you see something that feels like it is of the light, but apparently oftentimes is not.
Okay, yeah. So what we're used to doing is using our minds, okay, to call in different energies, okay? I guess the most common one that people use is the Vata Flame from Saint Germain, okay? And when you bring it in through your head, then you're working with the time energy of the darkness, which I call the light of the darkness. So you are bringing in a darkness energy to you that will pose and look like the true Saint Germain energy with the violet flame, okay? And it's also true, a lot of people, when you talk to them, the New Agers, I'll just use that term, not to slant anybody out there listening, but people talk about the white light energy. Well, naturally, what you're taught is to bring it in. But how do you bring it in? You bring it in normally through your mind. Well, remember, anything in the mind, that's the darkness. That's what the aliens brought here, was mind energy to separate you from source, which is in your heart. So I'll repeat that again in case you're kind of getting confused out there. The darkness energy works in time. This is why we live in time here, because this planet is basically controlled by the aliens that work with a time-based reality. They can speed time up, slow it down, and they somehow were able to take your DNA and imprint into your DNA all your problems of each lifetime, and then recycle that for each lifetime that the next person that's conceived has to go through and live with all these judgment problems. And it's all based in time. They can activate different time lines. They can take a given time. Right now the light ship is actually working, going down the timeline. They started from where we are now at 2010, and now they're a little ways past 15,000 BC, taking away the alien influences that people used through prayers, worship, say Wicca, worshiping things outside of themselves, where the aliens got a hold of that to bring in their energetic connections to people. So when you use your mind to bring in an energy, you are bringing in what I call the light of the darkness. And this is where people see angels and everything else. Remember, the light does not bring forth anything. You already have it. You cannot request more light because the light will not come to you. So this is kind of hard for people to really understand. Your spirit gives you all the light that it can possibly give you, and it's up to you to find out where your spirit is to connect to it. If you go outside of yourself and use your mind to bring in an energy, it will almost always be darkness because the light does not respond to mind energy, doesn't know what mind energy is. So all your thoughts are controlled by the darkness, and that's where people get these energies coming in. So what we'll do now is bring in, in fact, I'll have everybody out there, since you're used to bringing in either the Vita Flame energy, which is very popular, or you could bring in the white light. So I want everybody to do that now. And you're probably used to using your mind about thinking about it, okay? Or maybe you meditate and you're still in your head bringing in that energy. So bring in what you're used to bringing in. And then what we'll do is bring in the energy of source energy of the white light, and it'll be completely different. So this is for you to understand. So here we go. So what I'll do is use the word stronger to command it in stronger. And this is what I call the light of the darkness. But I want you to bring in the energy that you're used to bringing in, unless you're used to going to your heart. Most people go to their mind. They just think, I'll bring in the white light. Well, you can bring it in through your head, okay, down your chakras. The light doesn't work that way. So here we go. I'll increase it for you. You can do it yourself. So bring in what you're used to bringing in. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay, so that's the regular white light that everybody on this planet normally will bring in because they're not taught to use their heart to bring the energy in. So now we're going to bring in the energy from source energy using heart energy. Okay, that's the difference, where it's out of time. And you can feel for yourself the difference of the two energies. So here we go. This is coming into you right now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, the difference is that the source energy does not necessarily go through your chakras, doesn't find different ways to come into you. It just comes in and goes everywhere, okay? It has no predetermined path. It just comes into you. Because every one of your cells is created from light, and that's where it joins and comes into. So you should feel a tremendous shift in energy inside of your body. And this is the true white light energy. But you have to use your heart to connect to it, which means you have to go to your spirit to bring it into you. Otherwise, you're using mind energy. And like I have said in many shows, The light never promotes itself. The light will not bring you angels. It will not bring you the masters. And the light will definitely not channel through anybody, okay? Because that would be judgment. You have to remember that. The light does not channel through anybody. Now, the Galactic Federation will bring in to you the masters, which are the false masters that are not on the light ship, but they recreate them, just like clones, okay? And they will bring to you the light of the darkness masters. So if you know somebody who's channeling, say, Archangel Michael, the information can be perfectly fine, but it's not going to be of light because the light does not channel, okay? It's up to you to go to your heart center, and that's your only connection to source energy is through your heart. So once you understand these very, very simple teachings that Jesus taught 2,000 years ago, you're going to really realize how much you've been deceived by the spiritual teachings that are out here today and what you probably have lived with and learned completely. And you have to actually do a complete turnaround normally because you realize that you were fed a pack of lies. And that's to keep you from the ascension process. The more they can bring you into a false reality with the false light, the light of the darkness by the aliens, which is, you know, the Galactic Federation, the worse off you're going to be. And that's why you want to get out of that system of energy. This is why you're still trapped here. This is why you have past lives, because each 2,000-year cycle, somebody came or the information was available so that you took the wrong information. You didn't go to your heart. You went to the information passed on through generation to generation, and you missed the boat. So I hope that helped everybody. So thank you, Terry, for calling.
Sure. Thanks, Ron.
Okay. So back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, wow. Well, that was really wonderful and a great explanation of the difference between those different energies. And I guess I'll bring up some of the questions and requests that we have on the fast chat while we wait to see if we have another caller coming in. And for those of you that may have missed the phone number earlier, it is area code 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. So let's see, we have Pete from Australia asking, let's see, sorry, my fast chat just blinked out. If we could have, sorry, I know someone is asking for a clearing for the whites of our eyes, cleaning the whites of our eyes. I think that was Pete from Australia.
Okay, boy. We can give that a shot here. Here we go. So if you have an eye condition, request a healing now. And here we go. So we'll bring in one of the beings here from the light ship. Bring up your monitor screen. And we'll bring in one of the doctors that specialize with eyes. And here we go. So request your healing. And it would come through the light beam on your monitor screen. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and I'll have you people request your healing. We'll just leave you in silence here for about 30 seconds to do so. And again, do request your healing, because the light only works in the present moment. Okay. And we could do a water activation for everybody. This we have on the website. It's only $1 to do, so you may want to also go there and do water activation. So I'll give you a sample tonight. So get a glass of water, everybody. And we're going to bring in water. Since we're dealing with the day today, you know, which is September 11th, we'll bring in the energy and the water for calmness, okay? And get your glass of water. Now, this water will last for tonight, so you want to drink it all down. So here we go. And we're going to bring in a light beam through the monitor screen again. So hold your glass of water when you get it below the water level. And it can be, you know, quite a bit of water if you wish. It could be maybe a quart if you like to get that much. That's your choice here. So here we go. And this water activation will take up to 5 minutes in length, okay? So if you're scrambling right now for water, don't hurt yourself, you know, to get it. Just be calm and get your water. So here comes the energy of calmness from the light beam on your monitor screen. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, that was great. And, you know, we were talking about the eyes earlier, and it reminded me that so many of the clearings that you do, it's very interesting how you can really notice a person or a difference in the eyes after the clearing. And that's very interesting. In fact, if you look at your eyes before and then after a certain clearing, it's amazing how much brighter they can be as more of you is there. And Ron, would you say that's primarily because of the fact that as these things are taken out, whatever is being cleared and lifted from the body, the spirit is so much more present, and that's what shows the difference in the eyes?
Yes, almost always that's what happens. And what I will say, too, is to the clearings, you don't need to bring in or ask for, like, the light to come into you, okay? Some people think that they're missing something. This is what's being taught nowadays, that, you know, you're, you know, something's wrong with you, we'll say, because you don't have the source energy with you. Well, the source energy is your spirit, and it has everything that you need. So you don't need to bring in more of anything to you. You already have it all. You just have to discover it, okay? And you need to have clearings to release the judgment to find more of who you are. And this is the whole process. So I have seen people out there talking about, you know, on emails and different workshops and teleconferences and things at the expos where you go to this thing and they're going to bring in to you 10 gallons of white light and you're going to have it in an invisible bucket and take it out with you and you're going to be filled full of this and bathing in the light. Well, that is not even a valid statement because nothing could be further from the truth. You already have it. It's up to you to discover it and find it. So you actually lost it. And this is why you're still here, because you're living in time. You have to get out of time to live in the source energy, to live in the moment. And your spirit's just waiting. And I can ask each and every one of you right now, have you talked to your spirit today? Maybe a lot of you are saying yes. I hope so. The ones that are saying no, I can say, why not? Haven't you taken 5 seconds to communicate with your spirit? And have you talked to it in the last month? If you talk to somebody on the street, they'll look at you like you're some kind of weirdo. But that's the source energy that you have. And, you know, people go out and buy lots of books and things trying to figure out where the source energy is. And it's always with you. So naturally, you cannot bring in any more to you. If you do try to bring in more white light or anything else to you, what are you bringing in? You're bringing in the light of the darkness. You're being hooked up to the aliens for mind control projects that they're doing on you. And so that's the whole thing. This is the teachings of Jesus. It's very, very simple. You either have to understand that you already have it with you and that you want to be out of time to be with source energy, or you take on the premise that you're not good enough because of everything that was taught to you by the religions and that you must go and pray to something outside of yourself for assistance. And that assistance that you pray to is going to help you. And unfortunately, today being 9/11, I'm sure there's a lot of people doing these prayers, affirmations, or whatever they're doing to bring in more darkness to this planet. Remember, when you pray outside of yourself, you are praying to what you're praying to. And you never see what it is physically because it's not going to show up that way. They're not going to show you some type of monster that you're praying to or some stinky-smelling alien or some spaceship. That's not going to be, you know, available to you. Your spirit is. It's always with you. But when you connect to something outside of yourself, you're bringing in more trauma and drama to you, and you're hooked up just like a fish on the line with a fish hook in its mouth. And eventually, you're going to be reeled in and probably sliced and diced and dissected and eaten by these things. And this is what they do. This is why we have the newest clearing on the website is the alien poisoning, waste product, and carcass removal. That's $100. If you want to get these things out of you, you can do that clearing or come on the $20 of healing that we're having this month, and that session is free to you. Then you're only paying $100 additional for all this healing. So this is what we do. We help you get in touch with your spirit. This is the whole program here. We have over, probably by now I would guess, 600 archives on VBS Radio over the years here. And the whole shows are about the main foundation. The underlying reason why we're on is to connect you to your spirit and to show you that the light chip is here to help you in the healing process to get rid of the densities, the blockages, which is judgment, out of your DNA for ascension. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I know that another clearing that you've done that's just felt so wonderful, we've done it on the radio a few times, is to actually, I guess you call it the darkness to light clearing, but it's basically where any beings that may be in a person's space or sometimes even within their bodies who would like to have the opportunity to actually go to the light could do that. So would this be a good time, an appropriate time for something like that?
Just wonderful. Yeah, so let's do, and this is a free clearing on the website. And so it's needed by a lot of aliens. This is the only way they can get out of here. Remember, all the aliens that are out there are under mind control. And something above them is mind controlling them. And this is what you got to look at, and they're controlling you. And nobody wants to be mind-controlled. And so people talk about governments on this planet and how maybe bad they are typically. Well, you have to look at it and just realize that they're under control as much as you are. Just that it doesn't matter where they are or what they're doing. They're being transmitted this mind-control pattern, making their body move robotically or whatever. You know, remember, everybody is mind-controlled here. And so once the mind-control gets released, including once the aliens get released, then they're in love energy. And then the whole place will change here instantly. So if you have any aliens living inside of you, and most people have hundreds if not thousands of them that you cannot see, we're going to release some of those out of you, the ones that want to go to the light. And this is their opportunity to get rid of the darkness that they were probably born under and come into the light where there's free choice, free will. Remember, the darkness does not provide them or you with that. So here we go. Darkness to light clearing. And by all means, go on the website and do this. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Those are the ones out of you. Now we'll take the ones out of the different objects around you. And then after that, we'll do plants. Okay, so these are physical objects. Could be your computer. It could be a lamp. It could be your books. So here we go. Stronger. Just feel the energy in your room change. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we're going to do your plants that have aliens living inside of them. These are all energetic, remember. You can't see them, but they could be in your plants sending you mind transmissions. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so this clearing is on the website. It's free on the left-hand side, navigation link location. So just go there. It's a darkness to light clearing, and it will help get rid of these things out of you and also out of other people around you. Somebody's giving you a hard time, put their name in there, and it will bring them maybe more peace and get rid of these things. So, boy, our time is coming to a close here very quickly. So our next PBS program will be on Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific, and that's equal to 7 o'clock Eastern. I'll be back in New York at the New Life Expo, and that is in October the 15th, starting on a Friday about a block away from Penn Station. So if you live on the East Coast and you want to come and see me, I'll be there, booth number 223 in the Crystal Room. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Talk to your spirit. Stay heart-centered. Do the mind-to-heart drop. We have those on the top of the website. So check out the free clearings. And if you haven't had your emotional whole lifetime clearing done yet, that's what you want to start off with when you start working with me. That way you can be at peace and get rid of your baggage in this lifetime. This is what it does. It gets rid of probably about 95% of it. So give yourself a gift and do that. So blessings to all of you. Enjoy your water for calmness. And I'm going to bring some peace energy in as we sign off here. And the light will be active for the next 1 hour. So thank you all for coming. And blessings to all of you. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, everyone. Blessings. Good night.